So we take account of past, present, future of this creation. When I say, some years ago I was there, that means within this creation. It does not go some years in your past creation. Do you follow what I say? Are you following what I am saying?
Yeah.
You're feeling all right? Satsaru?
Yes.
Yeah. So you did not go to the airport?
No, I gave the lecture that was cancelled.
Oh. Lecture?
You were supposed to give a lecture today.
Oh.
But because you gave a lecture last night in Buffalo,
ooh,
we cancelled it and I went instead.
So you lectured there? That's nice. Now you have to lecture, I have to retire. I want that all my students now should be prepared. Oh, yes. Purushottam, you sit down, you're standing. You come here, you sit down. When, at present, when we speak of past, present, future, we refer to this particular creation of mind body. Is it not? Similarly, where never return back, means, what is your question? Missing point. Whose question? Yes.
What is the question? If we've never been with Krishna, if we've never been in Krishna Loka, then how is it that we remember his, start remembering his pastimes and his form?
You remember your Krishna's pastimes by hearing.
Yeah.
Srimad Bhagavatam. You can hear Krishna's pastimes. That you can remember.
How can we remember it if we've never known them before?
How you can remember?
If we haven't known it.
Oh, you can know it by hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam. Why you are citing so many scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita? Just to remember.
Just remember?
Something you forget, but if I tell you repeatedly, you hear, you remember. Is it not clear? Something you have forgotten completely, and I remind you constantly. Then don't you remember?
Yeah, but I don't understand. How is it that we forgot it? How can we remember?
Forget. See, that is your nature. You forget so many things.
I understand that.
You cannot remember what you are doing exactly at this time yesterday. Can you remember immediately? Forgetfulness is our nature. We are very minute, therefore we are subjected to the quality of forgetfulness. Just like Arjuna was asking Krishna that how I can believe that you told this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita to Vibhasha. He said that I told to Vibhasha. So in reply to that question, Krishna said that both you and I had many, many births before, but you have forgotten, I remember. That is the difference between the Supreme Lord and ourselves. He does not forget. He remembers everything, past, present, future, all. But we forget. That is the difference between God and living it. We are subjected to forgetfulness. So we forget again. If it is reminded, we remind. That is our nature. So, at the present moment, we are forgetful of our eternal relationship with Krishna. Then by good association, by constant chanting, hearing, remembering, we again evoke our old consciousness. That is called Krishna consciousness. So forgetfulness not is wonderful, it is natural. We forget. But if we keep constant touch, we may not forget. Therefore, this association of Krishna consciousness, devotees, and constant repetition of the chanting, the scripture, that will keep us intact without forgetting. Satatam kirtanantam mam jagam tascha guru. We have to continue this service constantly. That is, then we shall not forget. Forgetfulness is not wonderful. That is our nature. That is our nature. And that is the difference between ourselves and God. God does not forget. We forget. We are claiming, some of us foolishly claiming that I am God, but I forget. God does not forget. Therefore I am not God. Is that clear? Yes. That is the difference between living jiva and shiva, God. He does not forget. In Bhagavad Gita he says, Vidaham samiti itani. I know everything of this present, past, future, everything. Otherwise we do not know. We have forgotten. In our daily life, in our childhood, so many things we did, we don't remember. But our parents may remember. In your childhood you did this. So, forgetfulness is our nature. But if we keep constant touch with Krishna, then He'll give us remembrance. Sarvasya chaham vidishanna vishtam. Krishna says in the 15th chapter. Now you read Bhagavad Gita very carefully. We'll have examination next January. Yes. From Bhagavad Gita, or title of Bhakti Shastri. Now we have to make our organization regularly a spiritual institution so that we may be recognized and our students may be freed from this grasp of requisition. That next step is going to be. Why didn't you get that tape? Yes. Natasya kajyam karananca vidyate, natasya sama adhikasya vidyate. This is from Upanishad. Parasya sakti vidaiva sriyate, sabha vipigyana balakriyaya. It is said that nobody is seen. This is called research. We are accepting any nonsense as God. But they do not have any information from it. God means natasya kajyam karananca vidyate. Natasya sama adhikasya vidyate. God has nothing to do, no responsibility. Nobody is found greater than Him. See, if this Vedic injunction is followed, if somebody is claiming, I am God, we have to see whether He has nothing to do and whether nobody is greater than Him. These two tests will make him fall. Immediately. He has to prove that nobody is greater than even contemporary. Suppose I am claiming I am God. So I have to show that at the present moment, throughout the whole world, apart from universe, nobody is greater than me. Then I am. With this pretender, be able to show that nobody is greater than him. This is a simple test. And natasakajam karanam chabisa. And he has nothing to do. There are so many things to test with God. Sarishadya purna. Nobody shall be richer than him. Nobody shall be stronger than him. Nobody shall be wiser than him. Nobody shall be beautiful than him. So these things have to be tested whether he is God. And simply if I claim, oh, I am God, that will no testimony. If I say, I am President Nixon, will you accept it? If you don't accept it, even ordinary President Nixon without testing his credentials, how you accept a false man as God without testing? You must know what is a test. Credential. You must present credential. Just like when some ambassador comes to a foreign country, there is a ceremony. That ambassador must be recognized by the governor or the governor general in that state, and he has to place his credential. Similarly, anybody claiming as God, he has to place his credentials. And what is that credential? Then the test is there in the Upanishad, in the Bhagavad Gita, and so many all literatures. Brahma Sanghita, Vedanta Sutra, Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, first it is said, Janmadasya Jata, Annayati Tatascha Thishu Abhigya Sarat. Sarat. Sarat means fully independent. Sattam Parang Bhimani. The Supreme Truth. Fully independent. We are not fully independent. Just now if I feel a little toothache, I'll have to go to a doctor. So I can explain that I am God. God's first qualification is fully independent. Sarat. Avijna. Avijna means fully cognizant of everything. What is that?
Lotus.
Oh, yes. All right. Wait. This is a little bit. Natasakajam karanam cha vidyate. Just like Krishna, he is the Lord, but he has nothing to do. He is simply enjoying with his friends, with Radharani, with cowherd's boy, with gopis. That is greatness. There is nothing to think, how to provide. That is greatness. He is taking the cows as a sporting. And when he was called for killing Kamsa, he left everything, renounced everything. Aishadyasya samaprasya jasasya, everything full. so much love, so much everything, but at once, in a moment, renounce everything. 20. So left Vrindavan. And all these devotees, they began to cry for Krishna for the rest of life. And whenever Krishna was reminded, he said, I'm very soon coming. Don't worry, I'm very soon coming. Yes, I've taken to that. You know how to make laddu?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yamavati is good. You learn many things, Prabhupada. We have got another nice girl in Buffalo. I have given her name. What is Sada?
Saranandini.
Sadanandini. Very nice girl. Yes. All is chanting and dancing and all is jolly. Very nice girl. Yes. You know her? No. She has recently joined. She is a good devotee, a good worker, very nice. The Krishna consciousness is so nice. Anyone who comes to Krishna consciousness immediately becomes beautiful in every respect.